how young is too young to start changing your gender? Some parents are concerned that children are starting medical treatment to block puberty before they've had a chance to explore who they are. But organisations that support transgender people say kids, no matter how young, need to be accepted when they want to change identity. Now, on yesterday's programme, we talked about this to people on both sides of that debate. And this morning, we're joined by two trans women with differing views on the issue. Alicia Perry from Belfast and Kerry Henderson from Derry Londonderry, who works for the support group Affirm NI. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Vinny.
Alicia, we'll start off with you, just because I think this is a topic that's very difficult for people that are not affected or impacted by it in any way to understand, to get their head around it. So explain to me when you started to question your own identity and your own gender.
Well, I mean, for me personally, I knew when I was five, I knew that I was a wee girl and I was different. And it was only really at the age of 13 that I had started doing my own research. That was, nearly 30 years ago, and I started doing my own research on gender reassignment, etc. But I think with the likes of, I mean, I am all for supporting children, you know, when they come out as trans, absolutely, education, everything. But when, I mean, we're talking like fashion, behaviours, hairstyle, hobbies, they're all one thing. But when you talk about messing about with hormones, that's a different ballgame. And I think unless we are 100% correct and we have scientific proof that this has not one iota of an adverse effect, until we are very sure about that, we have to be really, really careful.
So where would you put that age limit, Alicia, in terms of when you are a child and then you can make the decision or someone can on your behalf?
Well, I think, I mean, it's not about me here and my journey and how I felt. It's about the children. And I think, you know, up until they're 16, that the parents as well and guardians and teachers, etc., all have an onus and responsibility to protect that child. And I think leading up until their 16th birthday, when the child can make an informed, mature decision themselves, and they're responsible for that, because this could have life-changing consequences for the rest of their life.
So, Kerry, 16 years old.
I would have to disagree, to be honest with you, Alicia. Two reasons why. First is that going through a puberty that is not your own is distressing enough, but if you're trans, it's doubly hard. Secondly, hormone blockers, puberty blockers are irreversible. Are reversible.
What research would back that up, Kerry?
I don't know the exact research. I don't know the website. But I know from talking to people who have family members who are young trans people, boys and girls and non-binary.
Well, Kerry, reversible or not, it is a very serious treatment, and it's quite a
serious step
to take in anyone's life, but especially when you're young and immature.
Well, the thing is, you see, when you're young, like Alicia said herself, she knew she was a wee girl at 5 years old. I knew I was different at 6. No, I didn't have the same background as Alicia has. She grew up in the city and surrounding areas. I grew up in the country area. So my access to information was limited. But I know myself, at 13, I knew I was trans, thanks to research I'd done in secondary school.
So explain to me then, Kerry, just once again, for people that don't understand, if you feel that way and you feel like you are 100% sure and someone says, well, no, because until you're 16, we're going to hold off, what impact would that have on you mentally?
Well, from my own experience, if I was young and seeking hormone puberty blockers, I would be very distressed. I would have very severe mental health issues. I would also be trying to, you know, say to my parents, I need this because I need to live. I need to have a good quality of life. Don't you want that? You know, it's also about quality of life for the young trans person. And then if they're given puberty blockers, you know, before or during puberty.
Okay. So what age?
Their mental health is increased.
What age then, Kerry, would you put for these puberty blockers, or what limit would you put on, if any?
Well, if a child is, you see, puberty starts different ages for different people.
Of course.
So I would say maybe just when they start, if they feel they're starting puberty. And as I said, it's reversible if the child doesn't grow up to be trans or identified as trans.
Because, of course, the reason I ask, Kerry, is some people, for example, some girls can go through puberty when they're maybe 8 years old.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So would you, at that point, would you say, well, look, if that person feels like they are trans, that they can start this treatment then?
Well, if it is a trans person, and say female to male, and it is distressing enough, I'm sure, for, I don't know, I have experience with that, but sure, it's distressing enough for a trans male identified person if they have their first period. No, that would be stressing, you know, as it is for a trans woman who's, you know, or a trans girl who's, well, male puberty.
Alicia, this is obviously part of the argument in that the distress that it can cause because of that confusion that person feels they're basically in the wrong body, regardless of what age they are. So what's your response to people that use that argument?
Well, Finny, I would just say the medical risks are both known and unknown. And until we know them all, we shouldn't be messing about. Now, I just want to tell you a very, very brief story.
Yes, go ahead.
This is my motivation for it. A friend of mine, about 10 years ago, when I'd been going through my transition and stuff, and I started going through it, and I had seen about these hormone breast cream, hormone hair creams, and I thought, now, my friend told me a story that his friend, she was a cis girl, and she obviously wanted to develop a chest. So she used these creams. Okay, they're localized, but they had hormones in them. She developed cancer and she died. And that scared me when he told me about that.
But of course, Alicia, though, we can't necessarily say that they were both connected and that was connected to the creams that she was using. Kerry, do you accept that some kids... Some kids simply go through phases of experimentation and curiosity. That's another argument that people say, because of that, you've got to wait until they're older.
Yes, of course, I do accept that, you know, some kids do go through phases. We all go through phases of some description. But if a child's adamant and in the gender identity, that is not as what they're at birth.
I know, but a child can be adamant that they want chocolate. I don't mean to make this sound fickle, but I mean, it goes back to that immaturity.
But that's the thing, if it is immaturity, like, but the child knows who they are, you know, as Alicia said.
I don't think until they're 16, Kerry, that they have to be allowed to be children. Education is wonderful, support is wonderful, everything leading up to that 16th birthday. Because, you know, what if a child changes their mind when they're 18, 19? They're left with damages for the rest of their life, mental health for the rest of their life, and then they take it out on their parents, and they go to sue their parents and say, "You should have known better. I was only 13, or as you say, 8, 9. That's what I worry about.
Alicia, you know, right. Yeah. Hormone blockers are reversible, as I said that before.
I did research last night, and there's conflicting research out there, Kerry. The medical risks are both known and unknown.
So yeah, I think, fair enough. You know, but listen, can I just say this, right?
Yeah.
Right. If you say education's fine, sports fine, but if you're being bullied for having long hair and you identify as a girl and you're having long hair and you go to an all-boys school, that's one expression of gender. That is not support.
Okay, Kerry, just a second. Let Alicia respond. Alicia, go ahead.
Yeah. Conversely, taking hormones that won't stop the bullying. You know, I was bullied like for 5 years at school. Really badly.
Well, that's the thing, Kerry. When we look at this, Kerry, it's not the issue that we were debating, that if you're a trans child that you have a tough time ahead and you've got a lot of confusion in your head and you're trying to convince people around you of who you are. But the issue then is when you make that change, when you start that journey to make that permanent, and waiting until you are an adult.
But I say, if you start the journey young, you get a better quality of life at the end of the journey.
Alicia, just lastly, as we come up to the news here, what do you think is the role of the parents in this? Because they are responsible for their kids and their kids' mental health and well-being.
Well, exactly, Vinny. I mean, the parents are what children look up to, their parents. And I have years of working with children in theatre schools, and you know, I've worked with nurses, I've worked everywhere, you know, and I've been working with children the most of my life, of kids coming in and out, nephews, nieces, everything. And I would like to think that I have a bit of experience with children. And I think it's up, the onus is on us as adults to protect those children,
okay,
that they can make decisions for themselves.
Okay.
Not us.
Alicia Perry and Kerry Henderson, thank you very much for your time.